This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In case you missed the last segment, people have thoughts. The 940, this is equal to, if not greater than, Luca leaving.
From the 214, I know Jerry did this. He called the Rangers and demanded this happen to get Mike off the fan.
You're like,
I
you better
thank,
hire
if that
him.
Was the case, I would like to thank Jerry Jones for demanding I get the TV analyst job for the Rangers.
After all the nice things you've done for Jerry Jones, yeah. He's like, this is the least I can do. So Mike will be heading off his last show with us for good. Will be February 28th, and we'll be in surprise for that. So that's a nice little coincidence right there.
Some people will be surprised that day. They didn't hear it today, and they're going to be like,
that is true.
What?
And that's why I got a Tolo. Let's go ahead and give me cut number 12, because the beginning of Anthony Davis's first game with the Mavericks, it was great.
Thompson gambled going after it, and to the basket, Davis put back jam. And how is that for a first 4 minutes and 26 seconds in a Mavericks uniform?
It was great. You know what? I'm going to live with that feeling for just one more second. Go ahead and give me cut number 11. Let's just, like, it's kind of like when we had to make the mic announcement. We were delaying it for as long as possible. You know what? Give me one more happy clip. Give me cut number 11, and Anthony Davis is still doing cool stuff.
Davis on the post up this time. Eason, another good defender. Davis scores.
Kevin, I had never seen, I've seen Luka like that, where he's like, I've been waiting so long to go show everybody.
Yeah.
I've been waiting so long to show. And you know what? It was almost as if Jason Kidd had been whispering in his ear all week, hey, when you show up, you gotta make this crowd love you. You gotta give them a reason. And when he walked out onto the court and started the first play, that one to Gafford, I was like, oh my gosh, he can pass from the post? What are we doing right now? And then you just started to see more and more of his offensive arsenal. But Kevin, they finished the game with 18 blocks. 18 blocks! Like, that was, everybody was committed to defense in this game. That whole first half, I was like, okay. And then I tweeted it around somewhere in the middle of the first quarter, and I said, if he can just stay healthy. And everybody replied back, he can't. And I was like, yeah, I know, but he can't.
Which is interesting, because, you know, like, he's played more games in the last 3 years than Luka,
but he has been.
We didn't get all the way through three quarters. He had scored 26 points.
Before we go there, PJ looked like he was able to do some different stuff defensively too, because of what
Anthony Davis
provided as the four. And so it looked like PJ could. And so anytime the smaller guys, the forwards and guards went to the basket, PJ was on them blocking shots. It felt like, okay, what Nico said was right. They really want to focus on the defensive end of the court. And it looked like they were a real team defense.
And we'll get to this from the 2-4. Are y'all Mavs fans or Luka fans? Y'all can't see the team is way better without Luka. So, like, I don't know if you were watching this team during this season, but that is demonstrably untrue. Like, this team was significantly worse without Luka. Like, that has been shown throughout the season. And even if that's the case, that's fine. The player you got to not replace him, because I know it's a different fit, but essentially replace him, got hurt before the end of the third quarter. 26 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists. Anthony Davis made both of his three-pointers, had 3 blocks. He was having an incredible game. And then he got hurt. And I was like, oh, crap. And then Anthony Davis said, he's fine. It's not really that big of a deal. He said the leg got a little bit of tight, a little bit of a spasm. Obviously, he was coming back from another injury, and I was like, okay.
It was just weird to see a guy non-contact go crippled to the ground. You know, like just immediately fall to the ground. You're like, and he grabbed that area that had already been injured. And that was the, hold on. And I agree with this, Kevin, the person that texted in. He clearly wasn't over his injury yet, but they needed him to show. They needed him to be out there so the fans would be like, oh, that's what we're getting. They needed that, and then it cost them a little bit.
And so I was like, he said he's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Then, unfortunately, you get the news that Anthony Davis has a left abductor strain. I don't actually think there's a B in there. So adductor strain, and he is going to miss your mic's off. You're going to miss... He's going to miss several weeks. And then there are some people who have said, I think you should put it more indefinitely. Could be a month plus. So, like, best case scenario, he's going to be out several weeks. And this is the, you feel like you got the whole Anthony Davis experience in that one game, right? Because you're like, hey, he could damn sure be a top five player in the league. And he, you like his defense. And then
his
he got hurt
in one game.
Yeah. And then you got hurt and you're like, oh, yeah. That's the other part.
What'd you feel about the Max Christie experience?
Yes. So I have really liked Max Christie the last couple of games, but it's weird because I feel like I'm talking myself into being excited about like a young player who can be very good. But this trade that I still think the Mavericks got swindled on was for Anthony Davis, and he's already hurt. And by the way, I'm sorry to be this guy. Max Christie is questionable tonight due to a right shoulder strain. So hopefully questionable.
It's going to be like the Rondo trade where it ended up being Dwight Powell was what we got for him.
The whole team. It could end up being Max Christie and somebody you draft in 2029. Or I hope that they're like, hey, you know what? He's fine. He's back in 2 weeks, starts to kick ass, stays healthy the rest of the way. But like, it's hard to feel that way when the first game you have him, he gets hurt.
But he was great.
He was.
But he could have put up 60 and 30 in this game.
Okay, that's fine. I would much rather him be significantly worse, or at least somewhat worse, than playing one game every month.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't this put making the playoffs at all in jeopardy? Like, major jeopardy.
That. I mean, absolutely.
Golden State's out of the playoffs right now at 500. So you're going to have to go approximately a month is your hope.
Yes.
Derek Lively ain't coming back in this month.
True.
So you're now back to, like, all right, this is your team. Kyrie has to stay super healthy.
Yep.
To even play around 500. Remember, when Luka was out, and Derek Lively was out for some of this too, so you're going to be playing without Luka, obviously, the rest of the franchise. You're going to be playing without Derek Lively, most likely the rest of this regular season. I believe you were 6-12.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In those 18 something along games, those lines, like yeah. When Luka got hurt on Christmas Day, I think you ended up being 6-12. In those games, it might have ended up going 7-12, but it was something around that. So that's about what you should expect to go the rest of the way until Anthony Davis gets healthy.
Yeah, and just somebody threw this out there. I mean, you can make judgments all you want. Like this, it's way too early from the 6-8-2. What happens if Luka goes out tonight and re-aggravates his calf or his ankle? What does everyone make of the trade then? It's way too soon to make any final decisions. My thoughts about the trade are exactly the same as they were a little bit more than a week ago. I just don't understand how you got that little of a return. Even if Max Christie is playing better than anticipated, you still got fleeced on this deal. And then to see the player that we were all excited about but all a little nervous about get hurt in his first game, it doesn't help. So like Anthony Davis can come back in a month and be like, I've never been more healthy in my entire life. And I would be like, hell yeah.
You're also going to hold your breath exactly. The entire time.
But in the back of my mind, anytime he holds his, you know, his groin, his leg, whatever, I'm going to be like, oh, crap.
Usually, though, when you enter your mid-30s, you get healthier if you've had problems with injuries in your
20s.
No.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, that was sarcasm right
it'll
there.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, and not having Lively either, like this.
Yeah.
What they liked, what they wanted to do with all their size, it just becomes more difficult now as you try to hit the stretch of this, back stretch of this season.
I get that there's still hope from the Mavs. And maybe hardcore Mavs fans, no matter what, that they're still going to make the NBA Finals and win the championship this
year. Sure.
But at this point, when you're looking at Derek Lively, you're looking now at Anthony Davis, the major injuries, probably other people are going to get hurt. Like, let's just be honest. There's going to be some games Kyrie can't play here coming up. There's going to be some games other people can't play. I guess if you're a diehard no matter what, at this point, not that you're rooting for losses, but to get the 10th or 11th pick, you're in a 2 to 3 year window. And then this thing is totally destroyed. So are you just hoping, all right, well, let's get a better pick. Not that you take the pick, but you use the pick to get another 30-something-year-old player to try to make a run in 26, 27. And then this thing kind of explodes on you and you're like, who cares?
Doesn't Nico have a 3-year contract? Like he's kind of looking at his 3-year window and then he may not care after that. Like that might be where his mind is.
But I'm just saying, if
beyond that, doesn't matter to me.
Right now, they have the 18th pick. If they stayed in, I believe they're the 8 seed right now. If they stayed in Correct. That situation, they would be approximately the 18th pick. But there's a strong likelihood.
You think they'll trade the pick?
Yeah, but you're not gonna win a lot of games the rest of the
way. Oh yeah,
so,
for sure.
So if you go down to the 11th pick, it becomes a more valuable pick. Maybe not for you to take a guy that you think can develop in a year or two. But maybe you're like, well, look, we are in a do or die situation. I did a deal to put us in a do or die 2-year window. So what's the point in picking a dude 11th if I can trade that pick, the Lakers pick, your 2031 pick, Daniel Gafford, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, and go get Kevin Durant and go, now we're really in a 2-year window, but I did the best I could with this 2-year situation.
Now, a fascinating add-on to all of this is, what are the Lakers going to do? Because their trade for Mark Williams has been nixed. Mark Williams failed the physical, and so...
Anthony Davis passed the physical?
That is...
That's good news.
That is true.
Right?
And
that is
unfortunately, then he...
Yeah, what's wrong with Mark Williams? Because if there's a minor injury, you're like, I don't care. Like, we want Mark Williams for Luka's, they're hoping, a 10-year run in Los Angeles.
Well, and the Hornets had to do the, I don't know, quote version of the walk of shame, because their quote was, after the other team aggressively pursued Mark, we made the difficult decision to move him. We've always had great respect for Mark's talent, work ethic, and character. We are thrilled to see him rejoin our roster as a dynamic presence at the starting center position.
Yeah, we wanted him all along. That was our guy. We got him back.
We made the trade because we thought it would make our team worse.
And we got him back.
So now that we got him back,
it's going to make us better.
But unfortunately, Mavs fans, if you're hoping that somehow retroactively that could happen with the Anthony Davis Luka trade, it's not going to happen. It's done. Okay. Cannot be undone.
Yeah, well, that does...
Except for when Luka becomes a free agent and comes back to Dallas. That's not going to happen either.
Is it
for people that are asking that?
Yeah, my wife was asking me that question about Luka, and I said, there's less than a 1% chance. Do you think he wants anything to do with the Adelson family? Like, it doesn't matter. Even if Nico leaves, like, there's...
Yeah.
You'd have to sell the team back to Mark Cuban, and maybe, like, when he's 32 or 33... Like, maybe he would come back, but I don't think there's that connection.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Because my wife is not. She's like, you're selling all of your Luka cards? I'm like, yes, I'm selling all my Luka cards. Nothing against Luka. He didn't choose this trade, but I have no emotional connection anymore to Luka Doncic.
Is this an odd time for you to get out of, or like an oddly good time for you to get out of sports radio, too?
In a way,
because
yes,
you're
to
like,
be honest,
I don't care about this team.
The passion for the Cowboys has just gone down over time. And I, like, this is my opinion. I don't think Jerry Jones, I think he's very smart, and I think he's intentionally not doing his best. That upsets me as a fan.
Sure.
And then now that you traded Luka, and not that I was just like, I'm just Luka and that's nothing else, but I look at it and I was struggling with the NBA, and then they do this, and I'm like, I have no emotional connection to Anthony Davis or Max Christie or Kyrie Irving. Like, I know they're on the Mavs, but I'm like, this isn't fun to me, and the sport, the rules have changed so much, it's not fun. People sitting out, it's not fun. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, it is tough. It's tough when you're not really a Cowboys fan, and you were, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
And then the way the NBA is going, I'm not pleased with it at all. And now I'm really not pleased with the Dallas Mavericks. So in a way, yes, it does help that at this time things fell into place where it would be tougher for me, as people have pointed out. It would be tougher for me to do this job when I have no emotional connection. But I do know a lot of people do this job without any emotional connection. They don't care if the Cowboys win or lose.
Sure.
They don't care if the Mavericks win or lose. They don't care if the Rangers win or lose. They're just here in Dallas, and that's the job that they do.
Couple quick more notes for you. Mark Cuban apparently urged Nico not to go through with the Luka trade, but by the time he had like been informed of everything that was going on, it was essentially too late. And then Mavericks assistant coach Marko Milic, not Darko Milicic.
You sure?
Yes, I am. Has decided to leave the team. He's from Slovenia and didn't want to stay with the Mavs now that Luka is not there anymore.
Makes sense.
It really does.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.